So our title this morning is Ever-Increasing Splendor. And, you know, I think it was May 23rd was Pentecost Day. And usually we acknowledge that and we speak about the day of Pentecost. But this year we had a lot of different things going on we didn't. And but God's been harping on me to reconnect or refresh the importance and the criticality of having his spirit and knowing him through his spirit. We've heard some words in the last couple words by all the different speakers. Jeremy talked about it more recently about praying in tongues. And for some of you here, or maybe some online, maybe you were wondering what was going on in the worship at some point in time. It's called praying in the spirit. And we don't hide this morning. We are a spirit-filled body here. We believe in the fullness of God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We believe that God has given every believer the opportunity to have a prayer language that is specifically theirs and connects them directly with the Father's heart. It's a two-way place of intimacy that is between a child and the Father, and it's a place where we pray the mysteries of our life and we receive the mysteries of heaven, and it fortifies us, the Bible says. It says he comforts us. He says it leads us into all truth. And so I don't believe you can really interact with God without his spirit and without the fullness of his spirit. And the beauty of there is no end to that fullness, as we'll see this morning. We can just go on and on and on. And so, as I looked through some of the scriptures for this, I just was amazed at some of the things I saw that I've never seen before. And so we pray that that'll be the case this morning as we talk about the fullness of his spirit and how critical it is to have something that is tangible, and we have a guarantee that it brings us into a deeper level of revelation. We do not want to stay where we are this morning. We want to move closer to him. We want to get a greater understanding. We want to get a greater value for his love and for his beauty this morning. And that's what the Holy Spirit's job is. The Holy Spirit's job is to help us to see and experience and at a greater level than we can at this moment. That's an ongoing process. It never ends. We may get a great revelation today, but there's more. And so we're invited into more of him all the time. So we'll go to start with Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, verse 3:18, and this is in the Amplified Bible. It says, all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor and form, one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So it doesn't happen unless the Lord, the Spirit, is bringing it to us or bringing us to it, right? And it could be either way if we're willing. The key is our willingness to and our understanding of the need for it. But I just, as I was reading this, God brought me back to the Old Testament, because this starts out as, and all of us with unveiled face. Meaning there's no barrier. And we talked about, this happened in the worship this morning. There was something about the breaking of a something in the way. And again, in the word that was released, there's something about breaking something that's in the way. And it's this barrier between us and God. And if you remember, in the Old Testament, The barrier was the veil. So if you went to temple, there was the curtain. And you could be in temple here, but you couldn't go behind the curtain. Why? Because if you went behind the curtain, you would be destroyed by the glory of God. Not because God hated you, but because his presence was so pure, so incredible, so radiant, that when it came in contact with broken sinners, it just basically disintegrated them, for lack of a better word. You just fell in. You've ever seen like a movie where somebody experiences something and they fall over dead from the shock and the incredibleness of it all, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. It could just be something grand that it just causes them to lose life. That's how it was in the Old Testament. Because why? Because there had not yet been a sacrifice to put us in a place where we could enter in without having that problem, which is, I am a sinful person. I am a broken person. And he is a holy, pure, incredible, fascinating, not enough words to explain God. And this person of fault and deficiency cannot interact with that person without being overwhelmed and consumed. And so there's a barrier put up. It's a symbol of what was to come. It's the symbol of what's wrong. The what's wrong is humanity was separated from God because of our decision to reject him. Our decision to do our own thing, our own rebellion, caused us to be separated and moved out of the place, the garden, the place of abundance and fullness of his glory for a period of time until God should bring all things back to where they belong. There was this separation. And we could not. The Bible in the Old Testament, it said no one has seen God and lived. Why does it say that? Because God's angry? No, because there's no sin in God, and he can't be where sin is. And since he is the ultimate and the great father, when he would come in contact with sin, something has to give. And guess what? He doesn't lose. So you understand, it's not because he's angry that I can't exist as a sinful entity in his presence. It's because his presence and his power is so overwhelming that it consumes sin. It destroys sin. I'm not sure if we get that this morning. Because a lot of people say, well, you know, God, he's mad, he's angry. No, he's not mad and angry. But he is pure and holy, and he is incredible, and he is radiant. And that word is just not good enough to understand what he's like, right? Remember Paul, when he saw Jesus, the Bible said he was brighter than the noonday sun. Now, you try to imagine what that is. You can try, but you can't. We can't. If you've ever looked at the sun full noonday when it's blaring, and then say, well, what would something that is brighter than that look like? We can